Bambi.
Hello there. Welcome to a very special edition of DLC. Christian Spicer is joining me. I'm Jeff Cannata. Hey, Christian, how are you?
Hello, Jeff. I'm very excited, and I'm going to say something that's probably going to annoy you or people later as we talk about this.
But so a regular episode, then.
Ready to go to the mat for it. I'm ready to go for the mat. Ready to go to the mat.
Okay. What are you going to say that's going to annoy me?
I think this might be on my game of the year list.
All right. If you listen to this last week's episode of the main podcast, you heard Christian and I talk about our 50 series video cards that NVIDIA sent to us. The reason they wanted us to have these is specifically so that we could check out the new improvements into the upcoming release of Half-Life 2 RTX, which is this revamp of a almost 20 year old game at this point, that it has been looks like a real labor of love for some modders, a modding team that has painstakingly gone in and updated textures and done a lot of things, but more importantly for what we're talking about, has all the bells and whistles that are available with these new 50 series cards, showing off just what is possible, even with a very old game, to make it look utterly beautiful. It's got that DLSS 4 multi-frame gen. It's got ray tracing. I think, I don't know about your wazoo, but it was up my wazoo, this ray tracing. It's all the way up the wazoo with the ray tracing. Nearly 20-year-old game. Looks stunning, right, Christian? I mean, stunning.
Stunning. And yes, they are a group of modders, but it's Orbifold Studios is how they've organized themselves to build this thing. And I'm not saying you spoke incorrectly, but I almost feel like saying, like, oh, it was modded, to me implies, like, look at my upgraded texture in Skyrim, you know, or like, ooh, my, look at this grass mod I put in my thing. And this is not that.
Yeah,
I feel like, so we played the demo and was provided to us by NVIDIA, and it's two levels, if you'd call them that, in Half-Life 2. Half-Life 2 has some longer levels, but areas, moments, things to explore. About 2 hours worth of gameplay, let me put it that way, and that aren't consecutive kind of moves you around the world a little bit, but you're immediately dropped in to Ravenhold and have the physics gun. What's the name of that gun?
Gravity gun.
Thank you. You know, the physics showcase gun.
Yeah.
And that gun combined with all of the wazoos, again, we're not Digital Foundry.
Yeah.
But all of the full ray tracing or path tracing, which then is, I'm going to say multiplied, but that's cheesy, reinforced with DLSS 4 and multi-frame generation that allows all of this to happen at such a high frame rate. Seeing the gravity gun and having those interactive moments with also this realistic lighting, it is so dynamic. I've seen some discourse online for folks talking about some of the, there's been some videos that have already been allowed to be publicly shared of folks, like Digital Foundry did one that I thought was really great. They kind of go through and show you a lot of the options in this demo. And people were like, oh, look, we found a way to make lighting ruin artistic inspiration. And they've ruined the vision of Half-Life 2. And now it just blah, blah, blah. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I am not going to sit here and argue that Half-Life 2 was poorly art directed before. It wasn't. It was an exquisite game. It holds up remarkably well today for a 20-year-old game. But for me, this new ray traced version, and also this version has updated textures and high res calling them not even just high res, like fully updated textures on these scenery and these models in the game, I think it's moodier. I have not played the whole game, but there is a moment, sorry, last point. There's a moment like right when you start in this demo and there's like, you're behind the tree, you have the gravity gun with its light emanating, you have the light coming around. I think it's from like an alley and it's casting this eerie shadow on a tree. And maybe it's because I know what part of the game I'm in already, but it's just, it's so exciting. And I think the original game, again, while incredible, just had blanket like shadow. Yeah. And I love seeing it reimagined like this. I love it.
Well, you know, my biggest gripe is that it is a demo and I couldn't see other parts of the game.
Yes, yes.
Because I am so curious as to the rest of Half-Life 2, which is, you know, one of the things about this demo is a quick reminder that this game holds up. And it is still, the gravity gun is still the most fun weapon that has ever been put in a video game.
Also, go play the original if you can't run it beefy GP style. Just go play the 20-year-old version because it's a great game.
It's still great. and the sequences are still great. There's very little of it that feels outdated. I mean, a few things like how you die and that like, you know, like that and still is
some
a
of the character
annoying.
Animations are show their age, but
yes, but other than like with this version in particular, it feels like a contemporary game. But I wish I could see like Ravenholm, you know, Half-Life 2 is an odd construction in that you're in this like dystopian fantasy world and then like you're in a horror game for a few levels.
Yeah.
These are the horror game levels and they're really good showcase of the lighting tech because everything is so moody. Everything is all that horror in the shadows. Didn't see the guy. He's creeping up. It's dark. They do a lot of work with shadows in Half-Life 2, which is awesome. Where you see a guy, you know, coming around a corner before he gets there. And the fire, the fire in these demo levels, not just the fire, the smoke and the fire, where you'll have these these guys with head crabs, these sort of zombie walking head crabbed up dudes walking through fire. You can bait them through fire. There's a sequence. If you've played Ravenholm in the past, you know, there's these sequences where you find these sort of gas tanks that are rigged up and you can turn the nozzle on or off and cause the fire to come up and you can bait the zombie like head crab dudes through the fire and they'll walk through and they'll catch on fire and they'll be screaming and shambling toward you. And moving through that volumetric fog as they're glowing, as that ray traced light is changing the look of everything, casting its own shadows on the, you know, derelict parked cars. And you're trying to run because you ran out of ammo and you're trying to find something with your gravity gun to suck up.
I need a saw blade. There's got to be a saw blade.
There's
got
to be something I can propel at these guys because I ran out of pistol bullets.
Yeah.
It's still utterly thrilling. The game completely holds up and it looks so good now. Like that experience of them moving through the fog, me moving through the fog, the architecture and how the lighting changes on the, you know, the, just not just the way that shadows play, but that like the glow of when I make something explode and the fire that catches and spreads and the, you know, just that the feeling of being in that place and how it's lit and that sort of horror aesthetic, man, it feels like a top tier AAA game from 2025.
It really does. And it certainly looks that way. So if you can look up screenshots of like RTX off or RTX on. And so even within this demo, there's a lot you can do to toggle things. You can do the fun Halo anniversary collection of like old, new, old, new.
Yeah. It's a little harder than that. It's not exactly just like one button to do it. Right. It's a little harder than that, but you get the understanding of how much has been done.
You're able to do it. What I think is really interesting, because so much of it is the lighting, is this team at Orbifold, when they were remaking these assets, it's an acronym PBR, which stands for physically based rendering, which means that $2 specials all night long. When you've had enough of them, the lights are spinning.
Have a PBR and check out our PBR.
And then the fire is in your belly. Let's have a night out with your blokes. But what it does, physically based rendering, adds texture. I'm speaking in layman's terms. Textures or smooths out surfaces so that surfaces have the appearance of real life surfaces, where like a wood desk looks different than a textured painted wall or a crumbly concrete wall, and how the light reacts to all of that, because that is stuff that they've added to the game. It reacts differently and it really casts these shadows or the shininess to it. And what I found with some of this stuff with the fire, and I don't remember if I felt this way in the original game, but it felt like there were some very clever misdirects.
Oh, yeah.
With like, oh, I'm looking over here as then a head crab is coming around from the other side. And I'm,
oh, yeah.
It's like real life, you know, a traffic light or brake light to turn on and you look at them. That's why we have them. And here there are these moments where I was pulled away from where danger was because of my dumb lizard brain reacting. And it created these really fun jump scares. The only thing, and this is only the demo, so it won't be my game of the year, but right now in the demo, the thing that holds it back from being like chef's kiss perfection is that it is not, does not have controller support. And I am a controller gamer, even on computer.
I played with controller.
Really? It told me there's no controller support. This wasn't built for controller. And then I was mouse and keyboard and I picked up my controller and it was all wonky.
I played with control. I played through the whole thing with controller.
I got to go back and try again. Apparently I'm an idiot and I couldn't figure that part out. But yeah, I couldn't get my controller to work well. And I got a little prompt where it said like in the menus, like we didn't design this for controller.
Oh, interesting. I never got that. I played through the whole thing with controller.
Huh. I'll go back and update, I guess. Look for my updated thoughts. But yeah, I couldn't.
I never had a problem. I mean, I think those, you know, there's a lot of people who think it's sacrilege to play Half-Life 2 with a controller. It did come out on console, but
yeah, Orange Box is great.
Yeah. I mean, this sounds like a commercial. It's not a commercial. Yes, we were sent these video cards to test this thing out. Yes, we got this thing early. The reason you're hearing this as a update in the middle of the week is because we wanted to get this out when the embargo was up for this experience, because we couldn't talk about it on the main show. But, you know, this is not a commercial. This the enthusiasm you're hearing is genuine, because I mean, Half-Life 2 is in my top three games of all time, and it has been since 2007 or whenever it came out. What year did it come out? I didn't even look. Something like that. So around there, 2006, yeah. 5, something like that.
Something like that.
And it's wonderful as a reminder of like, yeah, it's still that good. The gravity gun is still that fun. The encounters and the level design is still holds up. It's still excellent. And when you give it this fresh coat of paint, you know, I don't understand why more people didn't use the Source Engine, because it feels like the Source Engine is it continues to be moddable to the point where you can do stuff like this to it. And it looks it looks so good. The lighting is so good. And as you said, you can shut all this stuff off. You can get into like the console controls and shut all the extra RTX stuff off and really see how flat the world looked when I played it for the first time and the second time and probably the third time. and now it's so much more dynamic and so much more interesting. And it's this tech that we almost take for granted now, where it's like all the lighting that just wasn't possible then. And it really makes the world feel alive in a way that those games didn't feel like. They were still fun. They were still amazing. They're still like the best experiences that I can remember having as a gamer. But the world feels more alive now because the way it's lit is dynamic. It is reacting to you. It is not, you know, prepackaged or
baked in. Yeah.
Baked in. Right. It's being calculated in real time by your video card. And my God, does it look so good. And I'm so desperate. I want to play the last level when you get the blue gun with this, the way this looks. I want to play that so bad. Again, one of the greatest video game levels to ever be created. And so I desperately want to try that. There's so many neat moments in Half-Life 2 that I want to revisit. It's an extraordinary thing that this older game, I mean, it feels like we talk about, you know, remakes versus remasters. This is somewhere in the middle, right? Because it's got that much more polish that it feels like a remake, but it's technically a remaster, you know?
Yeah. I think the bones are just that good, you know? And also I feel like this bonus episode is kind of a no duh, like big shocker for our audience, where it's like people who love Half-Life, who have raved about Half-Life Alyx and also love the newest, latest, best, are really happy with Half-Life 2 with all the graphical bells and whistles of 2025 turned on. And it's like, yeah, you take peanut butter, you take jelly, you put them together, it's going to be a good sandwich.
Well, I think the thing I'm trying to express is that I knew it was going to look pretty. I really wasn't aware that it was going to be this kind of transformation, you know? And it really feels like if they had just put this out and I had never heard of Half-Life 2 before, I would think, wow, this is an amazing 2025. Look what the Unreal Engine is capable of now. You know what I mean? Or whatever. It feels like a contemporary AAA game today.
Yeah. And I think Portal RTX is a great experience. We talked about that and how that brought new life to that. But I think from this demo, and again, I don't know how the rest of the game will play out and, you know, these new assets and this new technology in it, but this feels a step beyond that to me because, and I'm, you know, projecting a little bit because I know what the game is, but because it is this narrative game more so than these kind of puzzle rooms. Yes, Portal has a narrative, blah, blah, blah. But because it's this, for me, personal story of going through this world that I've been through so many times, I'm more impressed by seeing it in this game. And I hope it's varied atmospheres and locations as it progresses, as much as I was blown away by the jelly bean button in Portal. Like, so far from this demo, I want to see the transitions, right? I want to go from inside to outside to seeing the world and then seeing this horror aesthetic, because that's what makes so much of the game special, is that compare and contrast as you're leveling up with your weapons and you're having these new gameplay experiences. If they can deliver what's shown in this demo, I mean, I know it's half a joke, but like, I really think this deserves to be on people's game of the year list if it comes out this year.
You know what it made me think of too, is very funny, is it's interesting to me that they tend not to update the audio. Because I feel like that is the one area that felt aged.
Interesting.
It felt like the audio was primitive compared to the visuals, and you know, it seems like, and on one hand I can totally understand wanting to preserve, because so many of those sounds are so
iconic, they're ringtones.
Yes, but like, it's interesting to me that that's not something that gets touched when things like this are updated. And I feel like it would benefit from an audio pass, like a reimagining of the audio, because you know, some of the screams and some of the they feel very old, outdated.
Interesting.
Like I said, the dying bee, like all that stuff, and even the gun sounds, they don't sound like a modern shooter sounds now, which is so much more sophisticated aurally, you know, AUR.
Yeah.
You know, it's the audio experience has evolved since, you know, in 20 years, just like the visual experience, but that has sort of remained untouched, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I found it, that didn't bump for me. I found it oddly comforting in a way, because it is kind of like putting on a sweatshirt you've worn 100 times and you know what the experience you're getting into. And maybe that is that line of like remake versus remaster. Cause I do think if I was playing like RE4 remake and it had all of the same old RE4 sound effects, I'd be like to the T the same. I'd be like, something feels not touched here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm just making excuses for it. I think for me at this point, one, I'm an idiot. I need to go back and see if I can get my controller to work and have that experience, because that's how I play computer games. And two, I really think it's going to depend on how polished of an experience it is top to bottom, because the gameplay is there. And if there are parts of it that don't seem as touched as these demo levels, I think that has the potential to be jarring.
Yeah.
In terms of how it's presented, because at no point in the original game do you think, oh, this is a crappy level. This, you know, they didn't put the care into this like they did the horror level, because that's where they wanted to spend their time and money. And I think if the whole game, like if I feel just as intrigued around what's every corner when I'm going through a abandoned apartment block as I do when I'm in the middle of a horror film, you know, I don't know what all these people are doing, but hire them permanently to do all of the things.
Yeah. Anyway, we wanted to get this out to you right when the embargo was up, because we couldn't put it in the main episode. And
it'd be too long till next week.
Yeah, it'll be too long till next week. But that's our thoughts on the Half-Life 2 RTX demo that we got to mess around with a little early on some real beefy GPs. Thanks to NVIDIA for letting us do this. Again, not a commercial. This is our honest thoughts about it. But, it really only happened because they wanted us to experience it. All right. Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week, or, normal time the episodes come out. Hope you enjoyed this little midweek appetizer. Bye.